Good morning. My guest this morning is Josh Perukief, who is the president of the Bodega Bay Fishermen's Festival. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
The festival is on April 14th and 15th, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's coming up this weekend.
Right. So what's it going to be like?
We're hoping for good weather. It's going to be a good, fun day for families of all ages. We got a fun festival full of events all day, Saturday and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of stuff to do.
Is there entertainment?
Yeah, so the festival has got a lot of stuff, like I said, to do. There's live music all day, both Saturday and Sunday. There's different events that go on throughout the day. One of the biggest popular events is the Wooden Boat Challenge, where teams of four, they get the same materials, they get to use no power tools and have to build a boat in 3 hours.
And then, wow.
And then they go out in the bay and they race them, and the crowd watches from shore. And this is the first year that we're actually going to have youth teams also participating. So Saturday will be the adult teams racing and building and racing the boats. And then Sunday, we're going to incorporate the youth teams from the local high schools and stuff. And they're going to be racing on Sunday. So that's a big event, that very popular event. And then another major part of the festival is the Blessing of the Fleet.
Oh, great.
That's happening on Sunday. The fishing boats go out of the harbor around noon. They go out the channel out in the outer bay of Bodega Bay, and they get blessed for the upcoming commercial salmon season.
I take it there's going to be ample opportunities to have some delicious seafood.
Yeah, we have a variety of food options. The Bodega Bay Fishermen's Festival does some food itself, and then we have some outside food vendors. We provide barbecued oysters, clam chowder, and fish and chips, and then we have around 8 outside food trucks or food vendors that provide anything from crab to barbecue chicken to Polish dogs to meatballs. We got a whole variety of food.
Oh, boy.
So should be something for everybody.
So is this a benefit?
Yeah. This festival started, this is the 45th annual festival. It started back in 1973. It started as really all about the fishermen. It was a blessing of the fleet, and to celebrate the opening of commercial salmon season. We still do that, but it's turned more of into a fundraiser for local nonprofits. We raise funds for approximately 20 local nonprofits, and this event is put on by 100% volunteers, and all profits get distributed. We support everyone from the fire departments to the local school programs, including the after-school programs, the PTA associations, the local high school, which is Tomales High School. A number of programs benefit from our festival, including the football team, the Future Farmers of America,
uh-huh.
Other sports programs, and local marine science programs, Stewards of the Coast and Redwoods. There's a whole list of benefactors, but that's what it's all about, is raising money.
Great.
The local nonprofits.
How big is the Bodega Bay fishing fleet?
There's probably around, I'm not 100% sure, but probably around 50 boats that are still fishing full-time. That's what they do. There's a number of boats that, people have other jobs because the fishing industry is kind of up and down.
Yeah,
we're
right.
We're seeing that this year, where usually the commercial salmon season opens around May 1st, and that's why we have the festival usually sometime in April. It sounds like this year that the fishing is not going to open, and maybe not even until June, or maybe not at all. So
really?
Kind of a down year, I guess, as far as the numbers coming out of the fishing game studies and stuff like that. So fishermen are really struggling, but, we're still doing the festival to support them and support our local nonprofits. We try to hope that the fishermen can survive and still to continue to be, part of Bodega Bay, but it's a struggle, and they'll keep fighting for to be able to fish.
So how long have you been involved in the actual festival?
I got started when I was in high school, and so that was probably 15 years ago. I just, as a volunteer in high school, we had to do volunteer hours, so I got involved with that. But I really got involved in it because I grew up out here in the community, and it's an opportunity for me to give back, and I got more and more involved. And this year I was nominated to be the president, so here I am.
Great. Josh, thanks very much. And let's right. tell people that the Bodega Bay Fishermen's Festival is this coming weekend, April 14th and 15th. For information, go to bbfishfest.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.